The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
First, it was a story in the Indo that caught our eye. Charlie Weston, don't you know? 17 years after banks stopped offering tracker mortgages, and I know there's a generation of young people, tracker what? But basically, they were a type of mortgage which were linked to the ECB lending rate. And it was fantastic when rates were virtually zero and a crisis developed whereby when interest rates went up, banks couldn't access ECB money and they did everything to stop trackers. And basically they were fined €1.5 billion for the way they mistreated tracker mortgage. So there was a huge controversy about it. Well, the news this morning is that Avant Money, part of a Spanish banking group, Bank Inter, are going to introduce a new flexi mortgage, which is equivalent to a tracker. Well, here to give us analysis on it is Martina Hennessy, Managing Director of Doddle.ie, an online mortgage broker. Welcome to the programme, Martina.
Thank you, Ivan.
Tell us about this proposal.
So the Avant Money's new Flex product, it's a variable product. It's not the same as our tracker of old, but it does have similarities in that it's a variable rate product with a fixed margin to a prescribed rate. Now, the prescribed rate that the fixed margin is to, in this case, is the 12-month Euribor rate. So this is a first of its kind product in the Irish market because the tracker rates of old were linked directly to the ECB. This Flex mortgage is benchmarked to the 12-month Euribor rate. So the product has a fixed margin depending on your loan to value. So if you have more equity built up in your home, if you have 20% or more equity in your home, the margin is 0.9 to the 12-month Euribor rate. And if you have over 80% loan to value, it's 1.1. So the current Euribor rate is 2.41%. So that means the rates right now for the lower loan to value sub 80% would be 3.31%. Or if you're the higher loan to value, it's 3.51%, Ivan.
Well, you imparted a lot of information there. Let's start with the Euribor rate.
Yes.
That is a wholesale rate that banks lend to each other. So if we're not dealing with the ECB rate and we are dealing with the Euribor rate plus a top up, what is the Euribor rate?
Yep. So I suppose, again, many people will be familiar with the ECB rate. It's an overnight deposit rate. But the Euribor rate is really the rate that impacts banks lending. So the banks in the Eurozone lend to each other on this kind of a rate called the Euribor rate. So it impacts the cost of funds for banks who are lending via money markets. So it's an average rate at which banks in Europe borrow from one another. So when banks are lending, they either borrow money on the money markets or they use their own deposits or they use a combination of both. So that'll determine their cost of funding. So the cost that they will have to lend to you as such. And on top of that cost, they'll have their own operating costs, their impairment costs, etc. But it's a really good baseline because that's the rate that the banks lend from each other, as opposed to the prior tracker rates were based on an ECB rate, which is an overnight deposit rate. So again, it's more directly related. The Euribor rate is more directly related to the cost of funds for a mortgage lender.
Okay, so you said there's two actual rates to be added to the Euribor rate, depending on, is it the loan to value? In other words, that if your mortgage is 400 grand and that is 80% or more or less of the value of the house, the collateral value, you'll have a differential rate. Just explain that, please.
Yeah, absolutely. So the Avant have tiered their rates by loan to value. So it's less than 80% loan to value. So you've built up 20% equity in your home. For example, on that example, if your mortgage is 400,000, your home value is 500,000, your loan to value would be 80%. So any loan to value lower than 80%, the margin is 0.9% plus this Eurobar rate. So if you take it 0.9 plus the current Euribor rate at 2.41 would bring your rate to 3.31 for somebody who's at that 80% loan to value. Over the 80% loan to value, so you've less than 20% equity built in your home. For example, again, that 400,000 euro mortgage, if you had 90% loan to value, your mortgage, your purchase or your value of your home would be around 445, say. So that margin is higher. It's 1.1, bringing your rate again, plus the 2.41 Eurobar rate to 3.51.
Okay. So the lenders in the mortgage market here, Bank of Ireland, AIB, PTSB, they provide a standard variable rate or a fixed rate. Just explain how this flex mortgage compares with what's available currently.
Absolutely. So standard variable rates are really set based on the lender's own discretion. So they choose what they charge or how they price their variable rates. Whereas this new flex mortgage is a benchmark variable rate. So it's a direct margin to the Euribor rate. So it's really transparent. You can see exactly what your rate is going to be because that Euribor rate is published. So you can see exactly what you're being charged, whereas the standard variable rates are much less transparent. I suppose the other thing about standard variable rates are they have not decreased, you know, in line with fixed rate cuts or ECB rate cuts. They've remained fairly stubbornly high over the last 2 years when the other rates have come down. And they're again based on banks' own costs and general market forces. But many of the banks, like those main banks you've called out there, Ivan, they've large back books of existing mortgages sitting on variable rates. So if they were to reduce their variable rates, they would have a large cost impact. And I suppose the big thing to note in the market recently is that the demand for variable rates has increased. So we're traditionally a nation of short-term fixed rate mortgage holders. But in the last 2 years, I suppose based on the fact that as rates have decreased over the last 18 months, confidence has built that rates may fall, or at least they won't go up in the short term. So now over 20% of new mortgages drawn down in the last 12 months have been on variable rates. So as consumers, we're changing, our view on variable rates. So to have a variable rate that's not your standard variable, that, you know, non-transparent, quite high rates, because those rates range from 3.75 to 5.9%. And the majority of standard variable rates in Ireland are around the 4.15%. So by Avant coming out with these, you know, a different type of product, it's really innovative. It's the first in the Irish market and it's a lower priced product. So it should be attractive to those who are looking to get, you know, to move to a variable rate, to have that flexibility on a variable rate to be able to overpay their mortgage. And I suppose a plus of this particular product from Avant is that you know what you're paying for 12 months because they reprice the rate on an annual basis. So when you lock in, you have that variable rate for 12 months. And then once you're on the anniversary of the mortgage, whatever the prevailing Euribor rate is at that time will be what's added to your margin.
So in simple terms, 4.15% plays 3.3%. Is that right from what you've said?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Now, here we go. Because you see, to be honest with you, I'm a critic of our banking system insofar as we have two pillar banks and we have the PTSB. And the whole idea of Europe was that they would have a capital markets directive. So you could actually have 50 different mortgage providers, and in every part of the EU, you would have competition. But after the crash, we saw Bank of Scotland, Ireland, BOSSE, who were the first to introduce trackers, left, Ulster left, Rabo left, and we're now left with these pillar banks. So when it comes to deposit rates, I can put my money into NatWest and get a 4% deposit rate. I'd be lucky to get 1.75% here. And it's the same with lending. In other words, Irish customers are being ripped off and screwed right, left and centre. How come this is possible without the reform of the Capital Markets Directive in the EU? Or why is it that more people aren't doing what this Spanish bank are doing?
I suppose, like you've said, Ivan, it comes down to competition. Competition in the market creates discipline. And with a smaller number of players in the market with the exit of KBC and Ulster Bank, you know, it's been hard to get that competition. We have a really, you know, low volume of transactions in the Irish market, so it doesn't encourage many to come to the Irish market. The switching market in Ireland is so important. And as a nation, we have a real apathy towards mortgage switching. So unless we really start to create a market with switching, unless we start to really look at our rates and challenge the lenders to offer more competitively priced products, then we won't get new entrants. We have been lucky in the last 12 months to have Nua and Moco come to market. So we've had three lenders, say, in the last 5 years with Avant Money, the Spanish bank lender, and the two non-bank lenders, Nua and Moco, come to the market. But again, discipline in the Irish market is what's needed to keep rates low. These new lenders are being really innovative. You see Avant with their whole of term fixed rate mortgage, which they introduced over the last 2 years, and now this flex mortgage. They're really putting it up, I suppose, to the incumbents. And I think that's very much needed. And again, like you say, when you look at this, Avant have had this product in the Spanish market for over 10 years. So they have a strong track record with this product. It's priced at a much lower rate. So again, the challenge is for mortgage consumers to really look outside of the main pillar banks and see what else is there to offer, and to support lenders who are bringing new products to market like this, and support lenders who are offering those lower rates rather than just, you know, sticking with what maybe is the known, or feel that there's loyalty with the lender that you have your retail banking with. It's so important to get market-based advice and to look at what's on offer to make sure you're paying as little as possible. And again, to encourage this type of competition, to encourage discipline within the market, and ultimately to have more choice for the Irish mortgage consumer.
All right, Martina Hennessy, explaining every aspect of this new mortgage and the need for more mortgage competition. She is Managing Director of Doddle.ie, an online mortgage broker.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.